It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 800.
What's happening, guys? What is going on?
And happy it is...
yes.
July.
Here it is.
Christmas, also known as TJ.
Christmas in July.
Yeah. We've got the Christmas so we're all, going.
We've currently all got a little half-assed, what do you call it, like outfit on. I've gone Jesus Christ look. I've got, from the garage, I've quickly wrapped around my head the Christmas lights. I may get electrocuted. I don't know, but all I know is that I can change it up. I can
it
go different
really
colours. I can
is
go
it hot?
Just, you know, I can go yellow. Yeah, there's a bit of, you know, when you
is
hold a laptop
into
on
the
your
power as
you know,
well?
Yeah, you know when you have a laptop on your lap and you kind of feel it in your testicles slightly? Jess, sorry. I don't know if it's the same with you.
I feel it all the time.
But it feels funny. This feels funny around my head. I think I can feel maybe just little bits of heat on each of the globe. Mm-hmm. But either way, happy Christmas in July, Gronks.
Should we talk about the pork in the room? JB, you can talk about the pork.
Pork in the room. Well, thank you to Australian Pork and, in particular, Andrew's Choice, who kindly delivered us all 3.5 kilo porks.
And so we've got a live feed right, right now to the pork of TJ. TJ, what's been a bit of pork talk just to get us started?
Yeah.
Pork talk?
Yeah. roving reporting about the pork. Yeah, g'day guys. What I can report from Bulleen is that we have a 3.5 kilogram pork in the oven. As you can see, it's... the light is not in the best position, so it is kind of blowing out the shot. It is very hot. It was at 240, now it's down to 180, and it's got about an hour and 45 to go. The crackling looks great. And, you know, it's going to be a happy time here at the Jackets. May even take some leftovers over to the Tim's and then over to the other next door neighbours.
They're your neighbours. And so we've all got different hats on. I feel like I've got the Povo one. But I can't really complain.
It could be from St. Paddy's Day, but I don't know.
Not sure.
GB, you dropped it off to me. Thank you for doing that. I'm not even in ISO anymore, so there's no real reason for... I guess one of the four reasons doesn't include Christmas hats. But
this is work, Josh. This is work.
This is work.
Essential.
But you did... you did still make me wait outside your door.
Yes.
So... We'll COVID
that's
safe.
Good.
Yeah.
And Jess, how are you feeling in regards to Christmas in July? Have you ever done it before?
I did it when I lived in London. It was a big thing over there. Yeah.
So that's summertime. I mean, I feel like it's nice in Australia because, July is winter. I reckon we had an impromptu family get together in July that was, I don't think it was cemented as Christmas in July, but on the day I think we're like, it's July, this is our Christmas in July. It was the best get together of my family I've ever had. There was something about it, and it was just that there wasn't the pressure of Christmas, and it was like, well, if we don't get it right, it doesn't matter, it's July. And I don't know, it was, I've had fond memories of Christmases in July. So
is anyone else
JJ's
drinking?
On the on the beers.
I've got a little gin and tonic.
Yeah,
right. It's exciting.
Beautiful. Jess has got a fish bowl.
Oh my god!
Wow,
that's something else.
Nice red wine glass.
That's a really nice glass.
Can we just talk about the woodwork, Jess? I know we're talking visual, so make sure you jump on and watch it on YouTube if you're listening to this. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that piece behind you, Jess.
Do you want the phallic piece, the story, or the actual story behind it?
The story
behind
it. You
can go straight to the cock and balls if you want, but...
So I made it, I suppose. I don't know what else. These are old floorboards that I picked up at a recycled timber place, and this is a nice piece of timber as well, also recycled. And, yeah, I made it. And it's really... that magnet is, like, quite...
industrial.
Sorry.
That's great.
Industrial magnet that usually locks doors. You did get a mention. You did mention this, and the reason you did woodwork was because you thought you could pick up at woodwork.
I also wanted to make something, but that was another reason, a secondary reason, I suppose.
Make a long-term
relationship. You can find a nice guy. You can find a nice guy at Woodwork.
A nice shippy, hey, I tell you what. Yeah.
A nice guy or gal has sent us a card because it is EP 800, guys. Mm-hmm. Would you like me to read the card?
Yeah.
Definitely.
It says, do not open until EP 800.
So this was left at our office, and I couldn't get on the security camera exactly who it was. It was a big figure, like a tall figure. But and so it's a card. Describe what it is. So it says
it's a nice card.
Celebrate. It's got balloons on it.
It's got beautiful balloons. All right, I'm going to open it up. Oh, it's nice. There's writing on the left and the right, but I think what they've done is gone Japanese and gone backwards.
Oh, this is great. Do you want to read it?
I'll read it out. All right.
Here we go.
Josh, Tommy, and all the team. Congratulations.
Cut to the pork while you're talking, just so.
Yeah. Congratulations on reaching your 800th episode. Look forward to listening to many, many more. Love the show and all the content. Best. I don't know if I can read it. Harry? Haley?
It says Harry.
I reckon it's Harry Roth.
Oh, it's Harry Roth.
I reckon it's Harry Roth. Yeah.
Does it look like
Harry Roth? We don't know.
I'm going to say Harry Roth.
There's multiple Harrys.
Hang on. Harvey? this is our fault that we're Gronks. Oh. If you ever need an extra pair of hands to help out, would love to get involved. Or if you need a British voice to mix things up, would also love to help out. Cheers, Harry. I think it's Harry. He's written his
name
again.
Is Harry Roth British?
Harry Lodge?
Is he British?
Harry Lodge?
Harry Lodge is the voiceover king.
But he can do an accent.
He's Australian, and Harry Roth is not English.
Oh, no.
He's from Orange.
Oh, this is throwing a spanner.
It says Harry, says Casey in the chat. Yeah, I think we've ascertained that, but we won't get too bogged down.
British Harry.
He's put his mobile number here, so we can give him a buzz. Can you call him right now, actually?
Call him now.
No. I've been getting fucking prank calls ever since I gave out my number. I want to bring a higher production value to the show. And so I asked George to create a new background for us.
Really? Launching today, episode 800. This is great.
I think the whole premise of it was, you know, Christmas in July. Let's celebrate. Let's design something nice, increase the production value.
Okay, here we go. So I'll switch over. Get ready, guys. Let's count it down, and we'll put the new background on, okay? In
100,
3,
10, 2, 99,
2, 1.
98.
Oh, hang on.
Hang on. It's black.
It's just a black background.
Here we go.
What file format did you send?
It's JPEG. JPEG?
No, you put it on PNG. You put it on before.
No. Well, I don't think we're not going to be able to have it as a background. Look, what I'll do is I'll just show you what it looks like. Here we go. Without it being on the. So this is the Christmas. This is the Christmas background. You'll have to watch the video if you just listen.
We asked for tinsel.
It's the exact same background, but with a few.
I think it looks
little,
great.
A few little things on it, like a few little what do you call it? Christmassy looking gimmicks.
Yeah. I think it was awesome.
It was a bit underwhelming.
Harry is in the chat right now on YouTube.
Harry Johnson.
And he's saying, Harry Johnston.
Thank you, Harry.
Thanks for the card, buddy. Mate, thank you, Harry. Sorry, I'm a fucking idiot. I can't read properly.
So, GB,
I had reading lessons as a kid.
You've been spending some time doing something. Did you want to throw to that?
Yeah, sure. So, I've been taking a little trip down memory lane for the last 800 episodes, and I've cut together a little video, which it just is so much fun, and the stuff that we do here is so much fun.
So this is a highlights package you've put together of the last 800 episodes. Here we go.
We're going live. Okay. 3, 2,
hang on.
This is not going to be...
yes!
The Daily Talk Show, I'm Josh, the other guy's Tommy. If you're listening now, you are one of the early people to listen to the show.
Consistency builds the momentum.
Yeah. Come on, let's do this.
In the long term, you've done the crazy goal by chipping away and creating the momentum.
I really believe you're doing good work today, this week and this hour, and that other shit will take care of itself.
It's about growth over a long period of time rather than hockey stick growth.
Doing it when it's a mad idea and slowly building equity is awesome.
Would you do this job if at the end of it you're not famous and rich? This is a true sign of whether you really want to do something or not.
Absolutely.
You've got to push through, you've got to show up, you've got to just keep doing the work till you get to the next spot.
I'm just going to go speed. I think
this is the first vomit that we've had. Is there too much pressure not to take a hashtag sick day?
Too much momentum.
Well, the last time we spoke, I think that I was sort of saying that I was getting a bit of a man flu.
What is going on?
It's a Daily Talk Show episode 300.
500.
600.
Clap that one in.
What's happening, guys? What's going on?
Name three shops that close at six.
Is this brand damaging anything on camera?
Josh is about to embark on a four-month trip.
Mm-hmm. Where are you now?
I'm currently in Florence,
the island of Ischia.
Nice, about to head over to Turkey.
And why the hell are we at the creek?
Because I pushed for it. Really pushed for it.
I just hang on the camera.
I thought you weren't going to mention it.
We're legitimately going all in on filming every episode.
July, we're starting 7 days a week.
Mm. Happy birthday, mate.
Cheers, guys.
Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas could be a real lonely time for some people, right?
It's not if you're listening to you, though.
What does it mean to be a gronk? Being a gronk means not always being right.
You've done it the wrong way.
But a willingness to improve.
Can I be one?
You are a gronk.
Wow.
If you reveal that you're a gronk, I think you live a more wholesome life. Mm.
Do you know what the squeegee has to do with this show?
You got to be kidding me.
This is everything you could have done.
Mason, what was your inter score?
Yeah, 97.
97. If Mr. 97 goes on a date, it is extremely important that the board is made aware.
Come on, he's such a catch. Look at him.
Oh my God, no press.
We are in Los Angeles.
Yes.
This is Hollywood.
I think I'm slightly allergic to mosquitoes.
This is the first time Matt's ever worn something other than the t-shirt. He's repping a Daily Talk Show.
Okay, well, you just pulling. Okay. It's a nightmare.
This is going to be our last interview.
It's really not nice that you've yelled at me.
Duh.
Doing this is the dream.
How good is that, Josh?
It's
really good.
He's great.
Yeah. I am just saying that.
A bunch of stuff is about to change and is already changing.
I think there's a lot of opportunity to have heaps of different types of guests.
It's called Georgie Boy's Hump Day Replay.
Welcome to the Daily Talk Show Formal. This is a beautiful sight to be seen.
Episode 700. Put it in your calendars.
Josh, I'm so sorry to interrupt your announcement.
Oh, yes.
Oh my goodness.
Are we actually still filming?
I've got a big bottle of Prosecco.
Oh, 24-hour stream. Pete Murray is in the building. Michelle, welcome.
Welcome. Steph and Laura.
He has a girlfriend. She's based in Perth.
Here is Jess, dressed as a hot dog.
The ego is involved and that type of thing.
She's looking at me.
Grace is moving to Melbourne.
Jeez, Tommy and Josh, look what you're doing. You're changing lives.
This show will have been the platform for the next genesis of you guys, and it could well be massive. You just got to go on the journey to get the epiphany.
Was that worth the time?
Can't get it back, that's for sure. That's the one thing we know. Georgie boy.
Oh. He's done it again.
Oh, killer.
How good.
Killer, mate.
I love
Thank
it.
You.
Well
it
done to you guys.
All the, it brings the, it actually, like it makes me emotional, I think.
Does it get a little tingle?
Yeah, a little tingle. Yeah. No, but I mean, just like, fuck, we've done a lot in a very short period of time.
I but also like today, Josh, if I watched a video like that when I was about to get started, I think I would have said, That seems a bit too much, doesn't it? Too much ahead of us to have to do. But that's why you don't... if you knew... like, you don't want to know. Like, it's all the... like, that is encapsulating the journey for us. And I thank you, George, for spending the time. There's no one else I think could do it other than you, because you have such a great eye for, you know, listening and seeing what we're up to and how you want to share it. So I don't think we could do anything like that. And so, thank you, Georgie boy. Appreciate that,
thanks.
Mate.
No, I appreciate it. No, it was so much fun. But yeah, you guys are just the best. And thanks, being here, like, I've only been
working solidly on the Daily Talk Show for about 6 months, but like the stuff I've learned and it's just the most fun. So I'm super proud of that, and I'm so proud to be part of this team.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, GB. Thanks. Yeah, I think like,
I echo that.
Yeah, I don't know how serious I can take you when I look down to the bottom right of the screen and there's a pork. Just a pork cam.
No, I think it's great. Can you get a picture like this? Yeah. JJ, lick the bottom of the screen.
Hang on. Wait, what are you going to do?
You just
lick the bottom of the screen. Yeah. Am I right?
Yeah, you're licking the microphone.
No. Horrendous. It would be actually great if I was to... If I'd actually thought it through. We've got sort of a grid set up for people who are listening, and what would have been great is if I had a pork underneath me and I lifted it up from the oven. but we can't do that now. But yeah, I think like the thing that's even more exciting is the other stuff too. For me, it's the development of the team. I think it's like looking at what you've done. I'm getting I don't know why I'm getting emotional.
You've had red wine.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm off my face. No. Yeah, I just think it's yeah.
She's going to make me cry. Oh, gosh. Fuck.
That's great. That's great. Mate, you've made so Mason nice. Cry.
Mate, you are like...
Oh, definitely. Yeah. No, my eyes are watering now as well. I can't. Yeah.
There's something about watching someone else cry.
It's a hat. It's a fucking hat.
It's a fucking dumb
hat. No, but Josh, like the amount of... And you and Tommy, the amount of work you put into the people around you and making them develop and encouraging them to, you know, be the best that they can be, it's super inspiring. And I've never been around people that have been so incredibly motivating and like believe in their crew as much as you guys do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like you guys talk about building that team of people around you and that support network, and I think every person that's involved comes as a result of everything that you both have put into it. And so I think, yeah, I mean, there's just a massive congrats to you guys for putting all the work in.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
It was
an honour delay because she's watching YouTube. No, it's great. It's the head fuck of this all is that you'll be super ungrateful. I think I've had such an ungrateful attitude today, and it's because it's fuck because it doesn't slow down. Everything keeps going, and it's compiles, and you get more and more and as the team's going out, and so it's like this whole journey has been such a fucking workshop for mental health for me that it what you think it will be like is never what it is. And so it's like, how do you, and I think you forget that just in everyday life. And so it's like, what I love about this is the accountability to make myself think about what I'm going through and how it's going to affect the team, and then, you know, my life, my marriage, and my, you know, with my son, and just makes me stop to think about how I'm feeling and how it will impact everyone around me. So that's my two cents. I love you guys.
Love you. Well,
love
let's
you
cut. Let's cut to the pork shot. break things up.
Yeah, let you recover.
The fucked up thing about the pork is I've really ruined the timing. Which is unlike me, but I did the salt stuff. I did the all the stuff that you needed to do. So Kroger got into our Instagram, and he said, "Hey, if you want to create a perfect roast pork, you need to let it sit overnight in the fridge." Exactly. Yeah. Not try and make it yourself. No, but I so put it in the fridge, let it dry out. Add salt to it, all this sort of thing. He said it should look like snow. And so I did all of that, but I left it very late to actually put in the oven. And what I didn't say before, maybe this is why I'm getting teary, is because the apartment filled with smoke, what I've done, because the pork is so big, I didn't realize, but I'd actually left... the pork was hitting the roof. of the oven.
Oh, yeah.
And so I didn't... Bree's like, is it meant to be... Because I'd obviously followed the instructions and we never really use the oven. I normally use the barbecue, but I haven't replaced the gas since 3D Dill was here. So I'm worried that I don't have enough gas. And so... Yeah, Brie was like, is it meant to be doing this? And I said, yeah, it's fine. Just like, we just need to leave it. Like, if we, and then I also said, we can't open the oven because it will ruin the whole thing. Fire so we alarm. Can't even check. And we don't have a light on the oven. And so, but she ended up working out that the pork was completely basically grilling on the oven element.
Oh, no.
On the top. And so we got it off in time before the fire started, but the apartment filled with smoke. So I'll be having my pork in 2 hours. That's how long it's still got.
Yeah. Well, I've got about 15 to 20 minutes left with my pork, and Amy and Bodie just got back. And they're, as you can see, I've had my eye on it the whole time. So sorry that you guys didn't have your own cameras on your. Can we at least get someone to taste test their pork?
Yeah. I've brought my pork in because I cooked it this morning.
There's nothing.
So this
more
is my Christmas.
Sexy.
Christmas lunch. Christmas lunch in a container. I was rushing to get the artwork done for the background, so I didn't have time to put it on the plate. But so I've heated it up in the microwave. I did have the crackling this morning. It was beautiful. It was very crunchy. Whatever crackling is. So now it's just a bit of pork.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. this is what Christmas is.
That's what it's all about.
This is Christmas.
Just watching your mates eat and saying, "Do you like that? What do you think? Tell me about it."
Did you heat it up, George?
Yeah, heat it up in the microwave. I think that's what they say to do. But support Aussie farmers, everyone. Support Aussie farmers. That's the live read that we have to do.
We're going to have to work on your branded mentions.
Really good. No, I think that was really good.
George, don't listen to what they say. It was 10 out of 10.
Yeah,
actually, I would be interested to know if Australian pork, how much did this all cost? Because we were under the task of getting $800 worth of food. I reckon we'd be close. I reckon it's about $500.
Mm. Yeah, because we've got the snags. But there's a lot of breed deer
primo snags. It looks great.
Yeah.
I mean, very generous. Andrew's choice, the butcher. Very, very generous. Thank you. Thank you, Andrew.
Have you seen the latest soda shades as well, GB?
Yeah. I've got some bliss balls if you want, GB, as well.
George, just on that video, I was going to ask you to count the amount of people in there, which I thought was probably a bit too much work. But what do you reckon? How many clips, how many episodes did you actually get into that montage that you did?
No idea. I don't know. Couldn't even
tell
you.
What do you got on tonight? Do you reckon you could stay back and count that up?
My project file is such a mess. No, I don't know how many episodes there were. There's a fair few. Mm. Lots from back in the audio-only days. But it was a lot of like B-roll of America. And I mean, you guys watched it, you know.
Yeah. Sebs, what stands out to you? Like looking back or even thinking about outside of the video stuff, what's been the highlight?
The first thing is like that video was so amazing because it's a reminder of everything that we've done. And so I think over the past couple of months I've been caught up a lot in those little tasks and getting everything done. And so
you've been ungrateful too, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely.
We're ungrateful babies over here. But
I know,
we are grateful. That's what you say.
Exactly. Being able to take that step back and actually
exactly. Yeah.
Being able to take that step back and just watch that video, yeah, that was amazing. A highlight has to be Grace.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Cute.
But, yeah, no, just the personal development and the growth. I think that the time that you both put into everyone around you, it's crazy to think, I guess, how much maturity I've gotten and how much I've learned about everything. It's not only like all the work stuff, but just being mates with everyone on the team, you actually develop, I think, way more than you do. And it's sort of like what Tony Lodge was talking about, like with the radio team with Jason PJ, like you're spending so much time with everyone in the team, and so you're just developing these close-knit friendships that you're just like, you're never going to develop anywhere else. So I think yeah, the friendships and the people around you are probably the most amazing things that, that's come from it.
I just had a moment where it was like a flash to a scene where Mr. 97, when he first started working with us, is in the middle of Josh and I just having an absolute blow up. And he's just, yeah. And we're just throw to him, what do you think, mate? What do you think, mate?
Definitely. He's not, it was definitely 19 was so
year
much
old. Yeah. No. I agree with both of you.
Yeah, real fence sitting.
Real fence. That was your job. And so the, I mean, Christmas in December, when it's actually Christmas, I wonder what that's going to look like from an ISO perspective. If we're all in Victoria and we're at home, have you guys had a thought around like our Christmas and New Year's is going to, like New Year's, what's New Year's going to look like?
Mm. Boring. Boring. Jess, yeah. I get you're the you know, one that's party out animal. In the town party animal out of all of us. What are you what are you thinking?
I mean, it really depends on how many people we can have all together, but are we going to spend New Year's at, oh, not Christmas, but New Year's together?
Oh yeah.
We're thinking Christmas.
I feel like
Day.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last year we did yeah, because it could be, maybe it is just a Gronk Christmas because, I mean, I've got, yeah, we've got our family. I usually go to Sydney and I think this year is penned every year. Every second year is Amy's, every second year is mine. So we rotate between Sydney and Melbourne. So this year is Sydney, but I don't know what that looks like. I'm not sure. I don't know if we'll be able to go.
Mm-hmm. It might just be a your own family kind of Christmas this year.
Yeah.
We
could do a nice communal
orphan Christmas.
That vibe.
Christmas is cute.
I mean, that vibe. That wasn't meant to be offensive to anyone. I was just saying that my parents are out of the state. Chat to someone else, Josh.
Okay, on that, we need to work out who makes the best roast because they're going to be responsible for the actual Christmas roast.
Yeah, put your hand up if you think that you did the best pork.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
GB.
I'm not confident.
Mine's on its way. Mine's on its way. Apparently, so we put in the the barbecue. And so I didn't touch it. Grace and Sam did it. And Sam said that he'll bring it down halfway through the episode or when it's done. So,
great.
I might try some.
And we were talking about, like, Jess has been constantly talking about trimmings. It hasn't stopped. Everything's week has been about trimmings.
Oh, yeah.
Jess, what have you got planned for trimmings?
I've got potatoes, obviously, roasted potatoes, pumpkin. I'm going to do a cheesy cauliflower with the bechamel sauce. And
what is bechamel sauce?
It's like cheese, just like a cheesy sauce. Mm-hmm. You know what it is, don't you? Like cheesy cauliflower.
How do you make it?
It's like on a lasagna.
Yum.
White sauce.
And so have you actually got the ingredient? What are you going to put in to make a bechamel sauce?
Well, there's techniques involved, right? So butter, flour, and you make it into like this paste, and then you start adding the milk. And then once that kind of curdles and makes a nice paste again, you put cheese in.
Wow. And you're going to do that today?
Yeah, I'm going to do it tonight once we get off here. Do you know what, though? Because the key to making...
For a wrap-up.
Already. Well, it's gotten dark at her apartment.
I was waiting for a text message to be like, can you put your light on?
Can you go and... don't put your light on. Can you open
This is all
window?
I've got. I've got my...
Yeah, don't do that. Your iPhone.
That's not bad.
Can you just open your window? I think it'll be nice. TJ, isn't your eyes hurting with how close that light is to your eye?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't looks like a piercing.
Gone. That feels a lot better.
That's good.
I can't see out of
like
this.
Jesus.
So GB, what's your trimmings look like?
Yeah, no trimmings for me today. I've actually, all I've eaten today is pork, which I don't know, like I had one of their Kransky.
We got fork.
Yeah, we got some cheese Kranskys as well from Andrew. Mm-hmm. And I had one for breakfast. That was yum. But now I'm just literally just picking at the pork.
When you say no Andrew, because when there was the delivery yesterday, I was on a call, but Bree answered it and she said, oh, is it the actual butcher that delivered? Do you know if, is it a...
Yeah, so Andrew's pork.
You guys feel for a second. No, that's okay.
Andrew's Choice Meats, they had Vic's Best Christmas Ham last year.
Oh, that's
good. They got the title. So, there you go.
We've talked a lot about the pork.
Andrew.
Yeah. Andrew and stuff.
Andrew's...
It's fine.
No, I love it. Hey, before we finish off and go and eat our porks, what about a big thank you to everyone who's been listening? All the gronks, everyone in the comments, everyone who writes through, Harry, the card man, just all the gronk squad, the Discord.
Yeah.
It's
round of applause?
Yeah. Chuck that in. That's unbelievable.
Did you guys think that in 2 years you would have a community like the Gronk Squad?
No, absolutely not. No. I mean, when we started, we didn't, no one was listening. And then the fact that there are people who are, you know, listening every single day, it's a pretty awesome thing. I think that's what, when we look at the numbers, what I think about is the amount of individuals that are putting, us on in their ears every day. It's pretty ridiculous.
Oh my God.
We've
actually got trimmings.
What have we got?
Oh my God.
Can Grace say
hi?
Grace, can you come over here as well, please?
Grace is
here.
So cute. Okay.
Grace has got this. This is Sam. Sam can pop in. Sam just got
in. Sam, pop.
There you go. Come in.
Here you go. There he is.
Hi, Sam. There he is. Hey, buddy. Oh
my God. Do you want to talk to Grace?
Yeah, I want to see.
Put her on.
Yeah,
chuck her on.
Okay, great.
You go eat.
Mate, how good's that service? He's just got a fresh plate.
Yeah, it worked out really well.
Looks like he's at the pub.
So, yeah. So, Grace has been cooking and now she has to talk.
She's trying to work out the headphones.
I got it.
Hello.
Hey, Gracie girl.
Hey, Gracie. Hi, how are you? Merry Christmas. Happy Christmas in July.
That's fun. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
My favourite time of year.
And so...
Christmas.
Christmas in July.
The real one.
That's fine. That's all good.
Yeah, the real one.
So what's for Christmas normally, what do you do?
Usually we have a big Christmas roast.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have roast pork, we'll have a ham, and we'll probably have a turkey. Mm-hmm. And then just every kind of roast vegetable. And then we'll also have, as Jess was saying, cauliflower cheese. And then my brother makes some really good salads, like pumpkin salads, or there's some feta and stuff in there. So, yeah, that's what we usually have.
And
overeat, and then leftovers for days.
Do you find that you, are you a Christmas carols at, it's 1st of December type of deal?
Late November.
Late November.
That's outrageous.
Maybe first of November for Mason's birthday.
Oh, that's a great idea. Great idea. First of November. Get it started early.
I'm so sad that we're not going to have Christmas carols this year. I know.
What do you mean? We will have Christmas carol. What do you mean?
Oh.
No, not in the Como Park down the road or, wherever else they do it. It'll have to be on the TV.
Oh, you actually go. You go see people.
Yes. I love the best night of the year.
There's a lot of people, so it brings on that anxiety, but it is a lovely time, so it sort of balances it out to feel good about yourself and the life.
I'm keen for you and Amy to come to Como Park. I want to be with the kid and go.
How about we send Bodie with you? And
I would love that.
Yeah, great. Jess has been fishing for some babysitting duties, which is a weird kind of fishing, but I'm happy with it.
Grace, you can come too. You and Mason come.
Yes. Jess, do you think...
Oh, not Mason.
Wanting backup?
Just me and you.
Jess.
It makes me nervous having a kid with all other kids.
So do you think that you would actually... what sort of babysitter would you be, Jess?
I'd be the cheeky one that has lollies and chocolate. Sorry, Tommy.
Hey, that's me. That's my... That's my
show. That's all right.
You can't.
And so you're the one, but where it backfires is if you give him sugar, he'll then freak the fuck out.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe he can have a stick of broccoli and then don't know. Nah.
And then at the end, the
we fire. Can have a red cordial when we go to Carol's.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I'll have my red fruit juice.
She's drinking her wine.
Yeah, Daddy, Mum, Jess drinks a lot of grapes. What's going on?
It's a lot of right there, isn't it? She smells like booze all the time. Grace, anything else that you've learnt about 97 since living with him?
We always like an update.
There's a lot.
go through a list. What have you learnt?
Well, you guys know that he eats very loudly.
Yeah.
Like very loudly. Oh, it's really annoying. I know, Jess. It's so bad. And every time he does it, he really plays into it because he knows it annoys me. Mm-hmm. And then he also doesn't put his cutlery when he finishes properly. He just leaves it wherever he leaves it. And I'm always like, just put it to the side so people know that when we go out for dinner, like restaurants will know that you're finished. he's like, no, just leave it. I'm done. What else is about it?
What else you got?
I'm running on him.
No, this is perfect.
This is so mean. He's standing right there.
I got to witness the front seat driving recently.
Oh, how bad is it, George? How bad is it?
It's all happening. Can't remember exactly what he was saying, but...
Yeah. For someone that doesn't have his license, it's pretty rich coming from him.
That's bullshit.
We actually said, now that we've got our negative tests, we can go get groceries, because that's one of the four reasons to leave the house, and Mason's going to drive.
Oh, really? And you're going to be the...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's exciting. Oh,
that's hilarious.
So, if I'm not here on Monday, guys, lovely knowing you. Lovely meeting you and everything.
Did you ever think you'd say that about a boyfriend that you have, that you'll be his driving instructor?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's weird.
Yeah, here we are.
Hey, did you ever think that you would move to Melbourne for a boy?
Not for a boy. I could have moved to Melbourne just because, but not for a boy. But hey, 2020, what else is it going to throw at me?
It's true. It's a good point.
It's pretty exciting.
Could be a fair bit. Who knows? It's fucking pretty dark out there.
I haven't been on news.com.au today, actually, so anything.
Yeah, anything going on. Kanye West drops an album tonight, I think, late tonight, so Friday in America.
Taylor Swift has just dropped her album.
Oh, did she? Maybe she's done it to piss off Kanye.
It's a lot of work to
you know how they had that beef.
Yeah,
you know how he embarrassed the shit out of her. It's a power play because she'll get a lot of
that. Don't mention beef on this show. This is a pork show.
Pork only.
And on that note, that is great.
Thank you everyone for watching.
Sorry,
on the live
stream. Back.
Yeah, how's he enjoying the food? Yeah, he can come back.
Oh yeah, we needed a taste test.
He said,
"Have
some have some crackling."
Yeah, can you do a crackling?
Yeah, yeah. Can you do it on? Here we go. A bit of ASMR.
I hate ASMR so much.
Well, actually, should Mason do it because he's the loudest eater in the Southern Hemisphere? Yeah. Should we?
In the whole world.
Yeah, the whole world.
Come on.
Fucking devours an apple.
Oh, mate. Oh, he does. Jess, how bad is it when he eats an apple?
Should we start the calling him donkey?
The other night in bed, he was having an apple.
Really?
And it was just so loud.
But he has a no eating in bed policy.
Yeah, look, Josh, it's when he wants to eat things, he can eat it. And then when I want to eat a
really?
Small,
a little bit controlling.
It's
oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
What are the other rules he's put in place?
Has he got any? Are there other rules? What are the other rules?
No coffee after 6. Okay. Because apparently I jitter. And what was the other one? No food in bed. And then there was one you put in yesterday. I can't remember it, but anyway.
What a guy.
I'll find
Josh,
out.
He has turned into the biggest mini-me of you.
What do you mean? I don't have any rules.
He yelled at me before. He's like, stop saying the word trimmings.
Yeah, but
he was going on about that today, Jess, as well. I was like, what are trimmings?
I feel like I said it once and you guys just latched onto it.
No, it's a thing.
It's a part of your identity.
Let's get it. Let's get it. Cackling.
Finish us off.
Okay. He's directing that too. Telling you how to eat that pork. No, eat right into it.
Right into the microphone, Grace. Okay.
Oh, wow. It's
oh my God.
Crunchy.
She's that just broken her back.
That's right.
How is it?
Delicious.
It's great.
Oh. Delicious.
Yeah.
All right. I'm getting really hungry and I'm
I'll let Mason come back on. Hang on.
Overcook.
Thank you, Grace. Macy.
Love you guys.
Thanks, Grace.
Love you. Bye.
Love you, Grace.
And I want to know how the meat is. Sevs, can you tell us what was the, how was the meat? Like the actual, other than the crackling, crackling should always be pretty good.
Here we go.
Oh, he hasn't had it. He's been a patient boy. Thoughts?
Chewing with his mouth closed.
Very quiet.
Oh, sorry. Do you want me to go hard?
Yeah. No, just I want you to talk about what it tastes like.
Well, it's really good.
Oh, this is what we have to deal with at work.
This Cutty's is your meeting. So what do you think we do?
Caddy's mic. Caddy's mic. No, we love you all, guys. Thanks so much for listening, being a part of this.
Any rebuttal, Sevs, on anything with what Grace said?
Nah, it's pretty fair, to be honest. The only thing... That apple in bed. Oh, no, you're that apple in bed was at 3 o'clock.
Why are you in bed at 3 o'clock?
Because she was on.
Yeah. You didn't stop it to tell us that.
Yeah. Nah,
no. Saw hamsters.
Grace. Grace. Yeah. Nah, Grace. So Grace was. She was doing stuff. On her laptop on the bed. I think she was like watching Netflix.
And what were you doing? Just eating an apple.
So you were eating an apple?
At no, 3 p.m. I was finishing my apple and then, I just went and said hi.
All right, this thing's burning
the
my
meat's
head.
The meat's good.
The meat's good. The meat's good. All right, the Daily Talk Show. Thank you, everyone, for listening, for subscribing, for being a part of the Gronk Squad. Otherwise, tomorrow we have Gemma Watts, Pete Shepherd and Scooter Derek on the show. So make sure you tune in for tomorrow. Otherwise, we'll see you then. Have a good one.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.